Did you ever try with all your heart to stop doing something you knew was wrong, and yet you kept doing it time after time?
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardinet, author, teacher, and creator of hannahscupboard.com.
Is it possible to actually overcome temptation and be victorious? The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee from you. But how do you resist? I'd like to suggest two ways. The first is a strategy that Jesus used when he was tempted by Satan after fasting 40 days in the wilderness. Every time Satan proposed sin, Jesus shot back with the word of God. The devil loves deception, so there is no better counterbalance than to proclaim the truth. Second, have something to fill the void. Let's be honest and realize that every sin is satisfying a spot in our heart. If it would not have had some appeal in the first place, it wouldn't now have such a hook in our lives. It is said that nature hates a vacuum. Getting to the root of the real attraction to a particular sin is important, because if we resist the sin, what is going to fill that spot? The more God's life fills and satisfies our heart, the easier it is to resist temptation. That empty spot inside of us is taken, and sin can't find room as easily. Yes, you can be victorious. Be smart about the way you resist the devil. The truth is that when you do, he will flee from you. This is Barbara Lardinet from Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, hannahscupboard.com.